Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to Tell All Radio. I got to get that intro fixed because, you know, I am Princess Jazzy. We have Sexy K on the line.
Hey, what's up?
We have Mr. Temptation on the line. Maybe we don't. Maybe he has us on mute. We have Mr. Goodness. We have to add him to the show immediately because I know he probably going to cuss my ass out. That his name is not on the intro. But tonight we are just going to be kicking it. Like I said, we're just going to be having fun talking about any and everything. So if you want to talk about any particular thing that happened to you this week or anything that's getting on your nerves, like me, I've had some people getting on my damn nerves this past week. I mean, just irritating me for no reason. And I can't stand when people, when they try to tell me who I am. You don't fucking know me. Mm-hmm. Like, you do not know anything about me. Like, yeah, you probably know my name and where I stay at, but you don't know me. So please do not try to, you know, judge me at all. I just hate that. It's annoying, it's stupid, and it's going to cause you to get your feelings hurt and cause you to get cussed the fuck out. excuse my language, you guys. I'm just having a rough week. I've had, you know, past couple of weeks, it's just been rough. So I might say some things that might hurt your feelings. I apologize ahead of time. But like I said, tonight we're just going to be kicking and talking. Mr. Goodness is eating some Cinnamon Toast Crunch right now, so he has us on mute. So right now it's just me and Sexy K. Sexy K, what's going on with you? How's your week going?
It's good. It's good. Nothing to complain about. It's good.
I wish I could say that. I hate to complain, but it's just like, damn, like every time I turn around, somebody has something to say about Jasmine.
Yeah.
It never fails. It's just like, am I the center of your world? Come on. Like, really?
Yeah. Let them keep doing what they do, I guess. They'll be
all right. And I thought, you know how people, and they're like, oh, just ignore it. They just, they're jealous, blah, blah, blah. It's not, it's but so much you can ignore.
Yes, so much you can take.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, you can ignore everything. Because sometimes some things need to be addressed so that they know what it is. I'm just like, ugh, people worrying about who I'm doing or who I'm with or what. It's just like, come on, like, stop. Don't worry about it. Do not worry about it. What are some other things? So I just want to the first thing I want to talk about is these badass kids.
Girl, that's
this
one
generation that's coming
That's what I was going to say today. That's what I was going to speak on today. I just took Jada and Madison to the park for cheerleading practice. And this little boy, I mean, was going off, just talking, just fuck this, fuck that. And I'm like, oh, my God. So I didn't say anything knowing already how my husband is. I knew he was going to say something. So Kevin goes, hey, watch your mouth. How about he cursed again?
Kevin
had to get up and stand in his face and said, "I dare you to say it again." He did not curse again, but he went to like he wanted to call his family or somebody. I said, "Oh God." I said, "Little do he know, he have no idea who Kevin got so much backup." You just don't know. You don't know who you talking with. I'm dealing with, little boy. And I was just looking like, oh, my God. But these kids are so rude these days.
Getting out of hand.
Oh, my goodness.
They are really getting out of hand.
Yeah. And it has something to do with their parents. Because my kids know not to go nowhere being disrespectful. So I just put it back to the parents. I just put it right back to the parents. In our day, if we cuss around grown folks,
what?
Oh, you getting in trouble.
Nowadays, in your mouth.
They do not care. They don't care. It's because these young-ass mamas out here, and I ain't going to say just the young.
Exactly.
Just these mamas out here just don't teach their kids no type of respect. None at all.
And then the boys, they wonder why boys grow up to be men who disrespect women. Because they don't have the proper male role model in their life.
Exactly.
So, and then the mama, she's like, you know, I've done all I can do. And I'm going to tell you, fellas, yes, women, we can do it all, but we can't teach a little boy how to be a man. That is a man's job. We can't teach, you know, it was hard, but I did teach my son how to pee standing up. But it would have been so much easier if somebody, you know, if
was
a man was
it.
Teaching
Come
him,
on.
Look, this is what you do.
Yeah.
Look, I don't got the same thing you got, so how I'm going to teach you how to do something?
Yeah. But girl,
they crazy.
Yeah.
They
you
are really ridiculous.
You dealt with a rude one this week or something.
Yeah. Girl.
For you to bring
it
up.
This girl, me and my manager, we were working this morning, and this little girl came in with her mom, and she kept touching stuff. So her mom said, "Don't you pick another thing up." And she was like, "Okay, well, what if I touch it?" I said, Jesus, because had that been me and my mother, I would have got punched
okay.
So hard.
Girl, we would have been pulling back with a nub.
What? You touched it everywhere. Oh, no. And a lot of people are saying, like, you know, and I'm going to say this. A lot of black people say that is more of the white family, white mother or white parents that kind of let their child do whatever.
Do whatever.
But,
No, baby.
But it is honestly equal. Both races, even Mexican, it's equal all the way around because you have, you know, some people who they say, "I'm not going to treat my kids how my mother treated me or how she disciplined me or how she was so strict on me." So they let their kids do whatever they want to do just because they don't want to be like. They don't want to be like their mother, so they're like, I'm going to just let them go ahead and so they don't, you know, resent me. I don't care. You can resent me all you want. You're going to respect me. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I will put my chest, I will punch Jada in the chest so fast, and he only three. I will fling him across the.
Sorry,
let him say he already know because he be trying to act brand new when he come from his daddy house and he think he can come here and do whatever he want to do.
They go one place and think they let them do whatever one place and then when they come back,
I'm like boo boo, you not with your daddy. You better get it together before you get hit. And he'll give me that look, and I'll be like, "Straighten your face before I punch you." Like, I don't play that. I'm sorry. I do not. That's one thing I cannot stand, disrespect.
Like, okay.
You a child. You need to know your place. Do not disrespect me. I'm older than you. I don't care if I'm 22 and you're 15. I'm older than you, so you're going to respect me. And I be telling my little sister that all the time, don't get it twisted, boo-boo, because I will punch you dead in your mouth as well. I don't play that. I'm sorry. I don't play that. I cannot. And I be telling my mom, I'm like, y'all do not treat them the way that y'all treat us when we were
kids. Exactly. Like,
and that's what really be pissing me off. Because when I was
like,
y'all,
we
got
be
saying
our butt deep. Now y'all like lenient on the ass whoopings. What's going on?
Exactly. It should be equal ass whoopings for everybody. It shouldn't be, oh, well, I'm not going to hit you because I'm tired. Hell no. I'm going to whoop your ass, tired and all. I just want you to know that I'm your parent. You are not the parent.
Exactly.
I do not play that. That's one thing. Oof. That's one thing I cannot stand. And then they get so nowadays, you know, before, back in the day, you know, you could hit another person's child. If you saw them acting up, you could, if you knew their mama or you knew their family, oh, you had permission to whoop their
ass.
Now, I'm going to tell your mama.
No,
what
ma'am.
The hell is that going to do?
No, ma'am. Mine's is still
I was
like that.
About
they send it, if I send them to my girl, if I send them to my mom's house and they get their ass whooped, best believe, they're going to get another ass whooped.
So you're going to beat them on top of the ass?
Oh,
they
that's
already
how
done.
I was back in the day when I was growing up. If you
exactly.
did something disrespectful or something that you ain't had no business doing and she told me about it, you got your ass whooped too. So, whatever. Two ass whooping.
Yeah, but I know I do understand that some of these parents, they do go overboard. And you can't beat a child when you're mad.
No.
Because then you can really hurt them. Like,
and some just beat and don't talk. Don't talk to them.
Talk to them
and tell them exactly what they did. And I mean, I know that what they did, but no. Talk to them also, not just.
I tell mine. I don't know if that's because it's instilled in me to do that, but they didn't get out of line. What? I get that no stick.
That's silly.
And my no stick is a ruler that says no stick. And I go to town, I tear his behind up, and I talk to him as I'm doing it.
Mm.
Like, didn't I tell you?
Yes.
No, because I'd be like,
poor
like today. Let me tell you about him. So I'm cooking dinner. And he said something about stupid something.
Mm-mm.
You know I don't play that word.
Mm-mm.
So I said, Jaden. I said in the calm voice, I said, Jaden. He's still playing. Jaden. Still playing. I said, Jaden, did you hear me talking to you? I'm like, what?
What
the hell are you talking about? I said, what? He's talking about, ma'am. Like, yeah, you better fix that real quick, boo-boo, because I will punch you. You already know. And then he get that face, that ugly face. Oh, God, he kills me. I'm just like, look, don't make me slap you.
He's a mess. Leave him alone.
Girl, these kids are getting out of hand. They are too grown. Too grown.
They're raising
and I don't play with little kids.
They're raising a parent.
I do not play with little kids. I really don't. I do not have the time nor the patience.
Oh, yeah.
For somebody.
And
he's 3 years old.
Yeah. What's up with Mr. Goodness? Still on them Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
I think he's still on the Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Them things must be good because he is in it.
Why y'all ain't clicking in?
What?
We did click you in.
We y'all should have been clicking me the fuck in. I hear y'all talking about every y'all whole damn life story. I say, where they at? I told y'all I wasn't going to eat the cereal.
Look, nigga, you been on the air. Did you have yourself on mute? Is that what it was? You been live.
Man, I want to say something. Man, y'all effing up this Wednesday.
Go ahead and say something. What you want to say?
Nothing.
I
want to
say shit.
Man, what a caller. That ain't nobody called yet. Shit, I've been not ate a damn bowl of cereal here around.
He always looking for the caller. Always looking
exactly.
for the caller.
Let's see if we can get a caller on the line. Del All Radio, who's this? Where you calling
Hello.
From?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. How you doing?
Hi.
Well, first of all, these kids nowadays, their problem is the parents don't beat them no more.
Exactly. I agree.
And see me, Jasmine, this is your Uncle Ricky. See, I look at it like this. I don't play with mine. I tear their ass up. You know, you grown, I tell you one time, that's it. Ain't no negotiating. Ain't none of it.
Yeah.
People got away from that now. That's why the kids be killing their parents and running the street acting crazy.
Yeah.
See, now you need to. We need to get back to beating them into submission.
Okay.
But I'm telling you, if you right now, if you don't beat these kids nowadays, they not gonna listen to nothing you say. You can't be their friend. You can't be their associate. None of that. I'm your parent. You wrong, I'm gonna tear your ass up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just ain't no making no faces. Ain't none of that. Like my son, I don't even play with him. Tell you one time, I'm going to kick you in the chest. They ain't going to play with you.
Yo, Alfredo, that joke will be, what? He'll look at Uncle Ricky.
Yeah, you have to instill that fear in them, because if you don't, then they're going to run all over you.
They're going to kill you in sleep.
Don't run all over your ass.
Let's see, they gonna be too damn scared to kill you. Whoop the hell out of them. Yeah, that's the thing. See, that's why I know. No, I tell you one time, ain't no negotiating. When I come in that room, that's just like, you know how they be like, okay, he did it, he did it, he did it.
Uh-uh. Like
no. I whoop everybody's ass. Everybody in the vicinity getting a whooping. Just in case somebody lied.
Oh, God. They don't do that no more.
When the parent leave, I fuck them up for getting my ass whooped.
See? See? But they'll know next time, okay, I done got whooped by my daddy. And my brother, so I ain't going to do that next time.
Next time, exactly.
And what is the thing with these kids nowadays? They don't know why they did something.
Oh, Lord.
That's
they know why they did it.
Yeah.
They want to test you.
Yeah, they tell me, I'll be like, well, why you do it? I don't know. That's that. I'm going to whoop your ass until you find out why you did it. But see that, but the thing is, they end up telling you.
Exactly.
You people don't do it. Like, okay, for instance, with Diamond, I tell Diamond, she'd be like, I don't know. I said, well, go stand in the corner until you figure out why you did it. I'm running around the yard until she could tell me. You run around the backyard until you tell me why you did it. She said, Daddy, I'm tired. I'm not. See, y'all playing these kids nowadays, if you don't start punishing them, and I ain't talking about standing in no corner. If you don't start whooping their ass, mm-hmm. they're going to become a bigger problem than you think.
Yeah. And if you don't whoop their ass, the police sure going to be right there to whoop their ass.
Hell, look at her. I tell them like this. You going to call the police on me? I'm going to go ahead and give you a reason to call them. I'm going to whoop your ass, and then I'm going to tell them to take you.
No, that's right. Police going to whoop your
ass.
Well,
thank you for calling in and talking to us, Uncle Ricky.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Keep listening. Bye. Y'all, my family is off the chain. We believe in whooping ass and taking names. We don't play that serious.
Okay.
You're getting a beating. It don't matter what you did it. Everybody getting their ass whooped. That's how we do it.
Okay.
That is how we do it. All right, let's take another caller and see if they want to, you know,
hello.
Show some wisdom.
Hello.
Del All Radio, who's this? Hello.
Oh, sit down.
Now, hello?
Yeah, talk about you.
Oh, you know what? I think that was my mama. I think I heard my son in the background. Look. Loud as hell. Let's go to the next caller. So, All Radio, who's this? Where are you calling from?
Memphis, Tennessee. How you doing?
Hey.
Hi. How are you?
Oh,
yeah.
All right,
how are you?
So what is the topic today?
We don't really have a topic. We're just kicking it, but we were just talking about how these kids nowadays need to get more ass whoopings because they are out of control.
But at the same time, when you whoop an ass, you have to discipline and explain to them what's really going on. So a lot of kids do things just to be following. Those are the kids that can be redirected and be caught in life.
That's true. So you believe that we
What you say now? I believe what?
I said, do you believe that we should start whooping ass more?
I believe today a lot of kids is missing the discipline in the home. You know what I'm saying? More so, a lot of them miss a lot of father figures, you know. And don't get me wrong, mothers can be just as strong role models as fathers can be. But the discipline is definitely missed, you know. And you have to start when they're real little. You can't wait till they get about 15, 16, and they want to try to discipline them and try to smack them and tell them what you want out of them because that ain't going to work. They're already made. Mm-hmm. You're not going to do that. That's not going to work.
All right, well, thank you for calling in and keep listening.
All right, honey, y'all be blessed.
All right, you guys, we are talking about whooping ass and taking names with your kids, letting them know right from wrong. It's pretty much maintaining discipline because that's a lot of kids. They just going crazy. They really are. And it's ridiculous. And I hate, like I said, I hate when I see, you know what I mean, someone and their children are just disrespecting them, like, hard. Because then I want to whoop their ass. I'm like, if I ever did that, if I ever said anything or did anything, well, I'd be dead right now.
Yeah, a lot of them.
Not even that, just my mama, my grandma. I mean, my great-grandma, oh, my God, she's off the chain.
Okay.
She'll shoot your ass. Straight up. She don't even care. She don't care. Family at all. She will shoot you and keep
she
it moving.
She don't care if you 30, 40 years old. You go and disrespect her. It's all over.
Exactly. My great-grandma is off the chain. How old is great-grandma?
85. She turned 85.
She's 85. She's older than
Other than that,
she just turned 85. That's what.
Oh, she did.
She did. When her birthday?
Grandma just had her birthday, June 6th.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She turned 85.
Grandma just turned 86. Well, 87, I mean.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't know, because I've been saying it was 82 for the longest.
Oh, she ain't no 80. She ain't 85.
I need to call grandma and ask her. 85 years
yeah,
old.
Yeah, 85. I mean, 90. We don't know.
I know. That's how you did. They didn't keep records back then.
It's 87.
Really, really young.
Yeah, 87, because I know for the last 7 years I've been saying my grandma was 80.
Yeah, I would say she was 82 for like the longest.
Girl, we better start talking about it, because you know she might be like, I heard y'all talk about me.
I don't know how old I am. Yeah, she gonna shoot
her ass. I said, grandma, you don't even know how to tune in on the radio station.
Oh, God.
I dare you say that to her. You know she got that pistol. She play.
What? She'll go right in her closet. You know it's in her closet. She'll go right in that closet.
Well, my bad. I've been trying to tune in with that Obama phone.
Todd.
You gotta have a minute. You know you only get a couple minutes once a month. Ain't got no plan. She got the worldwide plan.
You're so stupid.
They get like 100 bits a month. Like, what happens when you gotta call somebody?
But yeah, that emergency call. That's the only
one you can call is 911.
God, Jasmine,
take another caller.
Once again, people, we are discussing any and everything tonight, so it doesn't matter what you want to talk about. Just if you had a rough week or you want to say something about what somebody did to you, call in. Let us know what's good. We just trying to laugh and have fun. I had a rough week, so we trying to lighten it up. So I'm going to take another caller, and you're on the air. Tell All Radio, who's this? Hello?
Bob, this is Bob.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
How you doing? I was talking about these damn badass kids I had today. My wife running the kids over here now today, right? No. These mother little motherfuckers ate up everything. You know, I say everything, ate everything in the fucking house.
Do this
press one.
Call.
You gotta, maybe you need to remind them to press one.
When you dial the number, if you want to talk, please, you guys.
Man, they know the press one when they got to pay that damn bill and they call and talk to their automated machine. That motherfucker say, press one if you want to talk to a representative.
This is a mess.
I'm about to take another caller. So, our radio, who's this? Where are you calling from? Hello? All right, you know what? This shit pissing me off now.
Can you hear me now?
Where's Mr. Temptation?
Yeah, what's in his office? Hello, hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Okay, because I've been listening to the whole show trying to get in, and y'all ain't let me goddamn in. This shit ain't right. I mean, I heard Bob and everybody motherfucking call in, and I can't even get a damn word in this motherfucker.
Go ahead.
You're going to
be quiet.
Y'all going to be quiet? No, don't be quiet. No, let's keep the shit going. I've been on here from drunk. Talking about, well, Mr. Temptation, yeah, right here.
God, man, ain't nobody calling.
We have a lot of people calling in, but, you know, y'all get the party started. They don't want to talk. They scared and stuff.
I don't think they scared. They probably ain't booked. All
right, let me see if I can go to another caller. Tell All Radio, who's this? Hello? You want to talk? No, don't want to talk.
What?
Tell All Radio, who's this?
How you doing?
Fine.
I'm just calling, talking about these badass kids here today.
Yes.
I don't understand it. Why y'all people don't understand that we need to get back to whooping ass? See what I'm saying?
Oh, gosh.
Now,
why do you think we need to get back to whooping ass?
First of all, these kids now, they don't pay attention to you. They don't listen to you. And it's just getting ludicrous.
All right, sir. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate you. Keep listening. All right, Ludacris. Wow.
Ludacris. Who the hell was that? I'm about to say. I guess.
Oh, God. I'm about to get into some music.
Yeah, man,
I'm feeling like
music.
Listening.
I need to get in the mesh. I need to smoke a cigarette.
Oh, God. Okay, so here's J. Cole, because I'm just feeling J. Cole-ish today. So here we go.
Yeah. Hey. What's up, girl? Hey. Yeah. Angel eyes, long hair, I see you crying, what's wrong there? He did what? He fucked who? We know the story, what's new? See, I could probably rush you, tell you that he should've loved you. Take advantage, fuck you. Tell you I do all the shit you wouldn't do. But the truth is, we all the same. On different teams, but it's all a game. The objective, trying to score. You got a wife, you find a whore. You fuck her fast, she find a drawer. Pull up a pants, you find a door. You drive her home, she mop you off. You bust again, and drop her off. Then repeat, like an episode. While we cheat, I never know. Is it cause we rap? Heavens no. Lot of niggas rap, though. Never blow, like hetero, sexual. Girl, you fine, from head to toe. Could it be cause my father let me know that he cheated and somehow I never told. I never told.
Hey, you wanna be a man?
Yeah, I wanna be a man.
A man don't run and tell his mama everything you see.
I ain't gonna tell.
Alright, yeah, alright then, man. Be a man then.
Hey, okay, that's what it is. I see the game. The hoes come, the seasons change. The hoes go, we rearrange. Fuck up her life, should never be the same. The OGs that beat the game. Forever young, Peter Pan. 35, still playing. Child support, still paying. Juggling, bill paying. We're running around, field dance. Wine and dine, meal paying. We're hopes that still land. The bed in, get wet then, give head then. You bet, man. The same girl who said we just met, man. Game colder than the fucking dead, man. One night stands, no best man. No bridesmaids or reverence. Cause Wolverine's depressing. Don't wanna be your X-Men. Cause Cupid aims and throw the darts. That go to sparks, then broken hearts. Who wanna build, know it's ours. Just to have that shit torn apart. Yeah.
You know what? I need to talk to you.
About what?
I don't think this is working out for us.
Why?
I mean, I need some space. I mean, no, I just want to find myself. That's my...
What the fuck?
You know?
That was a long ass song. What the fuck?
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Fuck her too. She fucked me too. That bitch is going in. There go. That's the thing. I'm done.
That's a long ass end. Hey, nothing going on. That's just damn music. Like, what the hell? Let me shut this shit off.
Somebody else said, Shaw Radio.
Alright,
we're gonna
take another caller. Yeah. Shaw Radio, who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hell, I don't hung up on him. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Everybody got all these problems with these damn kids.
Exactly. Badass
nah,
kids.
Nah, my problem's not with these damn kids. My problem is damn homeless people. I'm for real, and I'm saying pumping gas.
I'm saying pumping gas.
And this guy coming behind me, like, so I turn around, like, shit, what's up with you? So he gave me a sheet of paper.
Nah.
He said, sorry, sir, I can't talk no here. Can you give me $3? So I wrote on the motherfucker, sorry, sir, I can't read or write.
Well, thank you for calling.
And then, I ain't through yet. Hold up. I got something else to get off my damn chest. Hold up. Slow down. I'm at a shop, so I see this homeless person holding a sign. Now, we work for food. Now, he got a dog sitting there beside him. Why does a homeless person have a responsibility?
This thing is everywhere, man. You're right, damn dog better than them.
He got a dog, nah. You begging for food. You got to beg for food for both of you? Put the dog to work. What the dog would do if you put to work? If I had you wash my car for $10, what part of the dog go wash? And it better not piss on my tires.
All right, now we cut your ass off. Get off now.
Settle. Well, y'all have a good night and good luck with everything.
Thank you. Justin said homeless. Homeless people. Out of my stomach.
Man, them homeless people be out there hustling. They do out there hustling.
They do. They work for us. They got more money than us.
I'm telling you, I seen one beg for money and then ran across the street and jumped in his BMW. I am not lying.
I would have chased his ass down. He would have had to give me my money back. Fuck that. How you going to drive a BMW? I ain't even driving one. You stay on the damn side of the road.
I'm driving a South.
And I seen one in the wheelchair. When it was time for him to go home, he closed his wheelchair up and started running down the street.
That's why I don't want to hear homeless folks shit, you know. I try to do a good deed ever since I watched Tyler Perry movie. I try to do a good deed. You know what I'm saying? But it makes it hard with shit like that.
Yeah. I said, what?
Oh, let me tell y'all. Let me tell y'all about this shit right here. Now, me and my manager the other day, we at work, we working or whatever, we talking, laughing. Then this lady comes in, she crying, looking all pitiful, looking dirty as hell. Talking about, do you know any places that help single mothers in need? So we feeling bad. So I mean, like, I was almost in tears because I felt so bad. She had two kids. One of the little girl didn't have no shoes on. They was both dirty as hell. So I felt so bad. This chick gonna say she didn't have no gas in her car. She was trying to make it home or whatever, and she didn't have a way to make it home. It was hot as hell outside. So my manager, she was like, "Well, I have $5. I can give it to you." So she gave me the $5. She went and got a gas can, and, you know, the store is, like, 2 seconds away. She's like, well, I'm going to walk to the store. So then one of the other ladies in the store, the customer, she was like, well, I'll give you a ride to the store. And when she gave her a ride to the store, she gave her an extra $5. So she was like, well, I got to go back to my car real quick. So she goes back to her car, puts the kids in the car. This is what the lady said. Now, she followed her to her car, put the kids in the car. Some guy pulled up beside her in a white car, and she handed him the money, got in her car, and left. I said, see, that's why people don't help other people nowadays. Mm-hmm. That's why everybody is you know, not helping anybody in need, because motherfuckers like that.
Trying to
play
like they need.
They got a bag of that
$5.
Exactly.
No, but no, you know, I got a problem with person. If they holler, they hungry, right? And I extend, you know, my offer, and I said, well, I'll go buy you the food.
That
can't happen to. No,
they
I don't want you to buy. I go buy. Yeah. Just give me the money. That's some bullshit.
Yeah.
Well, fuck you and the food, too.
I feel like, you know, you try to be nice. You feel, and I was so pissed off because I felt so bad for this lady. Like, I was on the verge of tears for her children. You got your kids out here in the heat, and your son and your daughter begging for something to drink or something to eat, and you act like you don't got nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they was begging her, mommy, we thirsty, mommy, we hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And you sit up here disregarding your children because you trying to get a bag.
Seriously.
I was like, that makes me so upset. Let's go to another caller. Maybe they want to talk to us.
Yeah.
Tell our radio who's this, where you calling from. Hello? Yeah, they don't want to talk to our ass.
Hey.
Go to another caller. Who said something?
A caller. I guess a caller said something. He hung up on me.
Oh, hell. I'm bad.
Man, that was me crazy.
Tell our radio, who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hello?
Is this Uncle Ricky?
Yes, it is. First of all, hey, look, y'all need to tell them motherfuckers, see, you don't give them motherfuckers no money. First of all, if a motherfucker got hands, feet, and all of this, and they sitting there paying you for money, tell them to get their ass up and get a job.
Yeah.
If he's big, he can goddamn go write an application out. So that's the first thing. And you don't need to be feeling sorry for these motherfuckers. If you got to go out there and bust your ass and work hard every day, why in the hell are you going to give somebody else your money? Because I had a dude at Family Dollar tell me, he was like, little bruh. I said, yeah. He said, when you come out of the store, can you give me about 55 cents? So when I came out of the store, I kept walking. He told me, hey, bro. Told me, see how you do? I said, first of all, motherfucker. I said, I ain't got to give you shit. I said, you going to sit here, you sitting on your ass on the concrete begging me for money. I said, nigga, go get up and get a job.
Yeah.
Y'all got to quit feeling sorry for these people, especially these people out here that they can walk. If they can beg, they can goddamn go get a job.
Oh, God. So, hello. I've been trying to call in. And my phone. So, I have to call other people's phones to get into the line. So I just want to get off the subject a little bit. I want to talk about my pet peeve tonight. And I'm just tired of people that I love going through a lot of things with men, and they men always saying that they want a good woman, and, you know, they want somebody that's going to be by their side and be down for them and this and that. But when they get it, you know what I'm saying, they don't do right by them.
Exactly.
Oh, that's the same thing with women. Nah, that's the same thing with women.
Oh, shut the hell up, because women are more loyal than men.
Mm-hmm. I didn't say y'all wasn't more loyal. I'm just saying, I get a good man, y'all don't know what to do with it. Sometimes. Not all of y'all, some of y'all.
So, I mean, so what we do that's so wrong, you know what I'm saying? We call you, we can serve, you know, we show love to you, you know, we cook, we do all this. So what's the real problem? What's the deal?
Exactly.
You know what the motherfucking deal is? You don't do what you're supposed to do. That's the motherfucking deal. Only reason you calling, you're trying to find out where we at. So it ain't no concern. You worried about the guy that's doing something you got no business doing. That whole scenario behind that, oh, I'm calling to check and see how you doing, that's bullshit. You try to call and find out where I'm at.
So I won't run to your ass. Girl, he on the other side. I know I ain't going to run into him over here.
Well, that's all I get my point through, because that was worrying me today. So y'all say we can vent on the air, so let's just call and get a little vent out. One more thing. I get off my chest. So y'all was talking about the kids situation. So the owners of my job where I work at, they let their little kids come for the summer because they out of school. So the little boy steady playing in my face, the stepping on my shoe. I said, hey, little boy. I say, I don't care. I know I'm not your mama, but you step on my feet one more time, I'm going to get my belt out the car and I'm going to whoop your ass. So the customer's heard me. The customer's going to talk about, I'm going to just act like I ain't heard that. I got on my nerves. So I quit that job. I said, if y'all let that boy come here one more time, I'm going to quit. Next time I
came to
work, he was gone.
I told Maude that all she had to do was jack him up. See, she playing. I'd have took him in the back there by the cooler. I'd have jacked him up.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, I ain't your motherfucking mama and I ain't your daddy. We gonna fuck you up in the store.
Okay, we're out for tonight, guys. We just want to
call.
We love your show. was all right. Thanks. All right. Oh, hell, they crazy as hell. They crazy hell up. Oh, God. Let's see if
take
we can
another
get
one right quick. Take another one, Jazzy, right quick. All
right. Tell our radio who's this, where you calling from.
You call from Miami, Florida.
You hear him.
Oh, what's up? What's up? We got Miami in the house with the Luke in the house.
What it is, my dude?
What's up with you?
Hey, man, I just had to call in when I heard that last little statement about women not being able to keep a man, or women are more loyal. I don't think so, man. If y'all know y'all doggone role, then y'all wouldn't have no problem with a man.
And I believe that, too. I believe that, too.
Just fuck us. Feed us and don't bother us with that bullshit, and you have a man for as long as you want to keep him.
Your ass crow.
Men are not real hard to get along with. We're not hard to get along with. We just can't be putting up with bullshit. We don't want to hear about who pissed you off at work, because at the end of the day, you know, we home from work. We don't want to hear that shit. Give me a little head.
Unnecessary bullshit.
A little back massage, a little of that nook every now and then, and keep my plate on swole, and you ain't got no problems.
Oh, God.
Hey, man, Mr. Goodness, you're going to be schooling them on this, man. I'm counting on you, dog.
I know it.
I'm gone. Miami says so.
He's a mess. Oh, God. Another
call before we get out, this motherfucker.
All right, let me take another caller.
We got 9 minutes.
Yeah, what a damn call is that?
I don't know. We got 9 minutes left, so you just get them 30 seconds.
Tell our radio who's this. Hello? Hello?
You ain't got a good signal. I'm like a robot. You hear him?
Yeah, I hear him.
I call on another phone, brother. Hey, pick up somebody else, Jazz.
Okay. Y'all on radio, who's this? They don't want to talk to ass either. That's really good. Alright, hold on. Y'all on radio, who's this?
Hi, my name is Pat.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, wait a minute. Don't you say, oh, Lord.
No,
I'm calling in to
tell.
We can't hear you what y'all saying because y'all laughing. Y'all got to be calm now. We on the radio. Cool out. And, yeah, about them bad kids, all of you young folks done had them bad kids, baby kids, demons. So y'all need to pray on them demons every night. Every day.
Shout out to Grandma, got them plaits on the head.
He's so stupid. He do be having the plaits on her head, though.
I
she don't care.
My aunt Pat, why she called that?
No. I ain't in it,
Aunt Pat.
Man, call her. That's what I'm going to say. Right.
She's going to come right to your house.
Okay.
Get another caller.
I look through the peephole on her ass.
Tell our radio who's this. Tell our radio. They don't want to talk to her ass either.
I swear I thought that was all Pat calling back.
I was nervous. I played
okay.
It all. You know Grandma crazy. She will show up out of the blue.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys, what else can we talk about? We got 5 minutes and 34, 3 seconds.
I have a question. I have a question. How many times a week should a person have sex?
Okay, hold on.
Every day.
Every day, and I'm thinking 3 times a day.
I'm ready when they got a job. I say, I can do it two times. I can fuck before I go to work and hit that thing before I go to bed.
I'm trying to get it in the morning. And I'm trying to get it at lunch, and I'm trying to get it before we go to sleep. I'm just saying.
Yeah, be trying to get it on your break, that means you got to use a baby wipe to wipe your ass.
Because the hubby say every day and twice on Sunday.
Because you know why it's twice on Sunday, right?
Why?
You gotta thank God that you can do it. So you gotta do it twice in order to make sure I tell
it's you. It's really funny. Y'all is a mess.
I had this girl one time. I was about to hit that ass one time before we skipped school one day, and she was old church. She was a church girl. She was like, my people say we shouldn't do it until we get married. And I said, because it's a sin. I said, well, shit, this is going to be a good sin.
You know you're wrong for that. You are wrong. But there is no such thing. I think you should do it every day of the week, at least 3 times a week. I mean, three times every day. I'm just saying. That's to keep the love alive. Because you know how people, they be like, after I get married, we don't do it no more. No, I'm sorry. If marriage cuts the sex, then I can't get married. I just can't do it.
I mean, those people that don't do nothing before they, I mean, what if you end up doing something and you don't like it? Like, I don't know, make the best of it. You already married him now.
Shit,
oh,
me.
Oh, hell. Hurry up, shit, me.
I got to get the papers.
You're so stupid.
You ain't got to worry about me fucking around that goddamn separation. Because you know when you got them talk mess around, you got to start over. You ain't got to worry about that starting over because your ass is out of here.
Mm-mm. Mm.
For one, I got to play in and wobble in it, shit, and for I married it anyway.
That's what I'm saying. But if you don't do it and wait until you get married to do it, and then y'all do it on your wedding night, and then it's not, it's whack. Then what? What do you do then?
When you get to the office, just say, no, thank you. You know when they say, do you take this?
You already married.
Shit.
Get that annulment real quick.
You said the night before.
No, I said, you know, the people that say, oh, I'm going to wait until I get married, or we should wait until we get married. Okay, they wait until they get married. They go ahead and on their wedding night, they have sex. And then what if it's not good? What if it's not good? What do you do? The next morning, go get an annulment or what?
Girl, I might, because
I'm going to pace back and forth and try it again. Now, the second time, now. I'm
going to
pace in my head. I can't be that bad. That second time, oh, my God. I hate a girl that can't ride. She just get up there and she just chill. Oh, sitting up there looking in my face.
Well, you guys, we got like 42 seconds left. We're going to go ahead and get out of here. I think we just, I'm in tears. I've been laughing so hard.
Yeah,
and I need
to say
because my week has been horrible. So thank you guys. I appreciate you, Mr. Temptation, Mr. Goodness, Sexy K. Shout out to Six Man Radio. I forgot to shout them out last time. Shout out to them. Appreciate you guys. Shout out to Tell All Radio. Thank you, callers, for calling in. Make sure y'all call in Wednesday from 9 until 10. Thank you so much.
Tell all.